Must have been some happy times too.
Oh, dear. Oh, yes.
Any happy times you remember? Really nice.
Oh, well, we used to go to the dances. That was the only thing we go to. We were dancing the hall every Friday, especially in the summer thing. And there used to be people come from England. After all these cooks used to come and housemaids and...
The newfies, they brought a bit of life to the place.
There's Canadians as well. Carbridge.
The Canadians were based in Carbridge?
Yes.
I see.
There used to be a tent 70 years in the summer time. We used to have the fence there.
Used to be sideshows there too?
Aye, sideshows used to come.
That's supposed to golf course as well.
Did you play golf?
Yes.
Were you any good?
One I kept once.
Was Dad any good?
He won once too.
Who was the better?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say I was any
good. Any other sports for the... the matches here?
Football? Football for the boys.
Shinty.
Where did they play that?
Or at the school. Red Meg.
Did you play with the boys?
Yes.
What about the things you wore?
Clothes wise.
Well, from Balvrade Lodge. Oh, the twins.
Twins. They were very keen. You see them, their clothes when they're finished, and they took them to my was 20 years, and they're age with me. They were much older than me, and I used to get shoes, and two pair of shoes, and two pair of
two skirts.
Yeah,
do everything.
My sister used to be mad because she was 15 years ago between me and her.
Too wee for her.
You were the lucky one.
I was lucky.
Were there any strangers around coming, selling things? Or?
Yes, I used to come around selling groceries in the van. And there was a baker came around. A fisherman came round. Been more then than what we have been now.
You used to come, people coming round selling clothes pegs and...
Oh, yes. And there were bowls.
Uh-huh.
Men used to take tea and their bowls.
Sip their tea, uh-huh. Or porridge, probably. Did you all sit round the table for dinner?
Yes.
So, at 15, how many were you cooking for?
Dad and Granny and Oxy and myself.
Billy Darling?
Billy Darling, right.
Did you work in the lodge?
Sorry?
Did you work in the lodge?
I used to work in the spring team and the back end of the year. In the spring team, the spring cleaning and the back end of the year. With the beds sitting at the nest, you know. Mm-hmm.
Getting milk to the lodge was a priority, wasn't it?
It'd be at pennies in the morning.
Was it you that did that?
Aye.
So what time did you get up in the morning?
Oh, I can't remember. I moved pretty early.
As soon as the cock crew, would you be up?
Aye. Mm-hmm. You used to even have tea in bed. And make for the wire.
Milk the cows.
There's raining years up to the lodge. That's what's in the year, I'm going to the summer.
Summertime. You loved your dogs though, didn't you?
I love my dogs.
What kind of dogs were they?
Sheep dogs.
What happened to one of them?
from men.
Mm-hmm.
My father was sitting snares out for rabbits. We were allowed to do it. Kind of like you said, you could snares and get a rabbit out of here. Mm. And he was sitting snares and the dog went off chasing rabbits where he was sitting the snares. And my father came home and the dog wasn't with him. And he would say to me, go to the door, see the dog there at the door. No, no, eventually he did come. And he used to go behind my father's chair, lie up behind him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, have you a sore head? And he put the head down, a sore head, a part of the head. But he was wrong to him, where did he leave me in the mouth? And I said, well, there's blood in his mouth. And his tongue was taken out with a snare. His tongue had been hanging out and just snare.
I pulled it.
Pulled it out.
So the poor Ben had to be put down.
Oh, I did. He had to be put down. It was so sad. And he went put him in a nice bed down in the barn. And he would look at you and say, I'm hungry.
Ah, but he couldn't eat.
Mm. So he had to be put down.
Eat pigs too?
Yes.
You used to scrap them, didn't you?
Yes.
What did they do?
And then to the muddy, they get themselves all blocky. And
were there any agricultural shows, that kind of thing, to take the animals to?
No.
Black Isle?
There was sheep, sales, pups. Well, from the spring team on. So the back end of the year, and cows, and you sell the cows, and then took them to Inverness and sold them.
Ploughing matches, we have it.
Ploughing matches, yes.
Was there a lot of preparation for that?
Oh yes.
What did you do?
Yeah, one of the biggest family, and a prize for them. Bonniest looking man, and a pair of socks or something like that.
How would you get the horses ready?
Oh, that was a nightmare. Here's a polish on the harness. Leather was in the bridle. And the hems. The collar. And it was leather, it was all polished up. And the hair was to be left long in ribbons and red, white and blue tartan. And the tail was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely to see.
Mm-hmm. And where would you take them to be shod?
At Smithfield, at Burn, this is Diana and Percy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or Jock Bruce, was it not, down to Smithy?
I not a wee bit of
it. Was it up to you? What about the circus?
Oh, the circus used to go out there, maybe.
The circus that came by train?
Oh, yes. The stage is more with Captain Cameron McIntosh's. And they stayed there on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Who all stayed there? What animals came off the train?
Elephants, lions, and llama, you know. Mm-hmm. And one of them died and I had a big man inside the tent that was in. As it seems, the man and thinking it was
his partner.
Partner. Because the doctor had a good woman.
What happened to one of the horses?
Oh, a boxy and a horse.
No, when the elephants. The dam.
Aye. And when I was going to the station for, we used to get our meal and oatmeal and flour meal and we came up in the good stains and some apple. And there was stuff at the station for us. And my brother went for us. And when we went up the station road, what went up before him with the elephant. And he did these pumps in the road. And of course the horse came and smashed it and the horse reared the smell of them.
Scared?
Scared. Mm-hmm. And he had boxy a fight too and sitting there and back that way. He came round this way to go home.
Mm-hmm. Spooked him. Was there royalty involved in that, was there?
No.
Princess Elizabeth?
Oh, she used to come to remember that, huh?
I just remember that you would remember that, yeah.
Where did you come to?
Ben Martin. I might have seen him like him once. And we went to Virginia to see him coming down the lane road.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Queen Mother and her man. He died.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't all raining.
Can you remember the abdication?
Yes. And then his one was Emma to give up the crown.
Edward.
Yes.
How about the radio?
Oh, we'll have the radio. I only knew to get where we got a fever. It's a good way of getting news, especially the war is going on.
Mm-hmm. And the gramophone?
Gramophone, aye. My father used to play the violin.
Mm-hmm.
So he played the piano. And apparently I played nothing.
Play drafts?
Oh, drafts.
Did you go to the WRI?
No.
Drafts and cards was a favourite pastime?
No, I'm just saying.
It was work more than play, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Life was work.
You could hardly get to bed at night.
Mm-hmm. Tired.
The house at Drumbane. Did that have light and
yes.
Water?
Yes.
Well, electricity only came not when you were you didn't have electricity, ma'am, when you
were in Drumbane?
No, when you were in Drumbane. You didn't get electricity till 1954.
I know, but there were no lights. We had no late in
1754.
Same time as here.
There was something about Drumbane that you liked though that you didn't have in Balfried.
A bath.
Bath.
Oh yes, I liked the bath.
You had Freddie when you were up there, Freddie?
Aye, Freddie was.
When he was born, he was. What happened when he was 3 weeks old?
Took measles. We had lost him.
You must have been worried then.
Yes, there was a nephew and he was in the RAF. And he had measles. They gave him compassionate leave. After having the measles. And a few got measles around here and they're thinking he wasn't very clear of it.
So he gave it to
Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
and Ben had them too.